Hello and welcome. You are listening to The Hammered Aaron.
Hello.
In case you're a first-time listener, this is the unofficial Drunken Parrot Podcast.
Yes, because we have some real dedicated listeners on our first one.
We might.
Maybe you should introduce yourself first.
Correct. For all those that don't know, I am known as The Jazz.
Do you really need to add the?
Yes, it is completely necessary.
Moving on.
With me today is my main man, Z.
Why, hello there, Jazz. I'm doing fine today. Thanks for asking.
No.
No what?
We will not use other people's jokes. We will start a new age of podcast humor. We will become the titans of the 2010 and 2020 podcasting age. Our names will be written down in the tomes of our great prowess.
Well, if you're done with your little rant, can we move on?
Okay, but what is next?
Guild Events!
Ah, yes, Guild Events. This week we have loads of events on the calendar, such as the...
Today, on Friday, we have Black Temple. And then on Sunday, we have Molten Core Rep Run. And also on Sunday, we have an AQ40. And then on Tuesday, EMF. Jazz, you're in the EMF, aren't you?
Why, yes I am.
And what might your role be?
I am the self-proclaimed Brigadier General of EMF.
Brigadier General?
Yes, Brigadier General.
Well, I understand the self-proclaimed part, but why Brigadier General?
I heard it from watching Full Metal Alchemist, and I thought it was a cool title.
From there, you decided to give yourself the title Brigadier General?
Yes.
Okay. So what is EMF?
Well, let's start off with the simple things, such as what EMF stands for, which is the Endangered Mount Federation. But it is going to soon probably be changed to Exclusive Mount Federation.
What time does this club meet?
We meet on Tuesday, 8 o'clock p.m. server time for the raids and heroics, but occasionally we'll do some of the heroics on just random days if some of us are up to it.
Uh-huh, and what does the Federation do?
And the Wrath of the Lich King expansion, we actually hunted down mounts that would be unobtainable in Cataclysm, such as the Raptor and Tiger mounts in Zul'Guru.
And if memory serves right, you actually won that rare tiger mount?
Yes, I actually won it twice. I ninja rolled on the second one, but I promptly gave it to the second highest roller, just to be fair.
Well, that first part seems like a douchebag move.
Yep, that's me.
But now that Zul'Gurub is gone, what does EMF do now?
We go after exclusive mounts, such as the Fiery Warhorse and Karazhan. The Phoenix Mount that's inside Tempest Keep, the Raven Mount which is inside Heroic Cephalic Halls, the White Hawk Strider which is in Heroic Magister's Terrace, and the Blue Proto Drake within Heroic Utgard Pinnacle.
I see. Wait, didn't you opt out of an EMF run just because there are too many people and then the mount dropped?
Yeah.
Doesn't that seem a bit like karma?
How so?
Well, you ninja rolled after you already got the mount, and then when the time came for the another one to drop, you weren't there.
I guess I see your point.
Oh, I'm sure it'll drop again. But you'll probably opt out of that group too.
Moving on.
So Jazz, have you heard about the new fad in our guild?
The new fad?
Gratz Macro.
Ah yes, the infamous Gratz Macro. But where can we find the command for this macro?
By searching our forum for random Gratz macros, Gratz with an S, and scrolling down you can see a post on how to do the layout.
Okay, and how does this macro work exactly?
After entering the text for whatever you want to say into the macro, every time you push the macro button, it will randomly choose one of them to display.
Sounds cool, and do you have any of these Gratz macros?
No, I do not. But I believe that you have several, don't you?
Why, yes. Yes, I do.
And where do you get your idea?
Popular phrases, some shows that I like, pop culture references, basically everywhere.
So, Jazz, do you know what we're going into next?
Our favorite quest of the week?
Oh yeah. So Jazz, what's your favorite quest of the week and why?
My favorite quest for this week is Rocket Rescue. It is a Horde-only quest located in Tanaris.
And why is this quest so awesome, Jazz?
It's a normal vehicle bombing run where you throw life rockets to nearby goblins, and also just bomb the crap out of pirates. But the cool part is afterwards, when you give them a third option to jump off the vehicle, where you soar through the air on a jetpack, just like Superman.
You mean literally soar through the air on a jetpack?
Yes, just like Superman.
Sounds cool. Listeners, if you have a Horde tune around 43-ish, go to Tanaris and go do that quest.
Your refusal would be unwise.
Nobody's gonna get that reference.
True. Listeners, here's a hint. It's a movie with Tyler Perry.
Tyler Perry!
Yes.
Tyler Perry played a 3-minute role in the movie that nobody's gonna guess it from.
Well, if they're true fans, they would.
No, they wouldn't. Nobody would or could.
Okay, then, how about Zoe Aldana?
Who did she play?
I think Uhura.
Oh, she was pretty good in that movie, but I think you just gave them a huge hint with the whole Uhura thing. But it does take us to our new topic movie of this week.
Yes, movies of the week. I would actually like to give a cheer to 3 movies. Number 1 being Big Mama, like father, like son.
I love that movie.
If you don't know what this is about, just like Tyler Perry and Eddie Murphy, Martin Lawrence dresses up like a obese African-American woman. It wasn't funny once, it's not funny now.
And it never will be.
Movie number 2, Justin Bieber, Never Say Never.
Oh boy.
If you're a teenage girl, then this might be worth your time. If you're not and want to have a similar experience, I want you to grab $10 or however much it costs to go to your local movie theater. Take that money, throw it down the toilet, burn it, do whatever you want. Grab some popcorn and a large beverage. Go to your room, go to the corner of your room, stare at your wall, eat your popcorn, drink your drink, and slowly say to yourself, I should be doing something better with my time. I should be doing something better with my time. I assure you, it's the same experience.
He's not lying. And you could also, if you want to add it in, just have your little sister, maybe the age of 10 to 13, sing the songs that he sings, and it's pretty much going to sound the same, too.
The last movie I actually do recommend, just for its awesomeness, 5 words, Yu-Gi-Oh! 3D, Bonds Beyond Time.
Oh. My. God.
If you are a fan of the Yu-Gi-Oh! Franchise, you must see this movie. It is simply awesome.
Well, speaking of games, Jazz, have you played that new game, Rift?
Why, yes. Yes, I have, see?
Cool, and how do you like the game so far?
So far with questing, it does seem like a WoW clone, but the Rift system is kinda cool.
And what are these Rifts I keep hearing about?
I've only played the game a little bit, so I'm not quite sure, but it seems like every once in a while, a rift will open up in a certain area, and once you enter this rift, you'll get a choice to join a public group, where you and nearby players will have to defend the rift by, i.e. defeating mobs, deactivating devices, blah blah blah. If you do this within a timed manner, if you do this within 7 minutes or so, you open up a new stage in which you have to do more and more, progressively getting harder until you fail, in which you get in like a final boss to beat. After you beat said boss, you will get a little icon in your rift menu to get some loot. And depending on your participation, i.e. how much damage you've done or healing you've done, the better loot you will receive.
Sounds like it's kind of a group effort thing.
Yes, it is. It's easier to do to a close the rift in groups, but it's possible by yourself. It just takes a larger amount of time.
So can someone just enter the rift and then do nothing?
Again, so far I've only played the game a little bit in its beta, but it appears like if you just stand there and do nothing, you get nothing. And if you stand there and you do very little, your reward is very little.
Cool, I should really play that. Like now.
Well, unfortunately, I don't believe you can. If memory serves, the beta stopped on the 21st, and seeing as if the game is coming out on the 1st, I highly doubt there's going to be another beta.
Well, that's really too bad. And with the ending to the Rift also comes the ending of this recording, right, Jeff?
Correct, Z. Any final thoughts as we leave?
Maybe got back.
If you would like to join the World of Warcraft Guild Drunken Parrot, you can apply at drunkenparrotguild.com.
If you have any suggestions, questions, or wish to possibly be on the show, feel free to email us at hammeredheron@gmail.com. That's hammeredheron@gmail.com. Thank you for listening, and goodbye.
Laters.